This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program presents our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio review. Jay Kirshner is with me. Jennifer is ill this week. Jennifer Horn normally would join us here for these discussions. And from time to time, we'll get talk radio hosts from other stations, some of the stations that are carrying the program, to visit with us to have their thoughts, their comments about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This list is prepared by Talkers Magazine every week and appears on their website, talkers.com, and also at dougsteffen.com. You can go through the stories at your leisure. You can listen to this. Amazing how people, Jay Kirshner, as I said, is with me, how people, Jay, listen, and they, let's say they record the program, they stop after, let's say I've gone through the top 10 or I'm going through the top 10, and at number 6, they stop. And they come up with people, I've heard from people, they sort of do their own talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just kind of. And that's fine. Use it any way you want. This is here for you to listen and learn, if you will, and participate as well with us. How do they register or chime in on social media, Jay?
With the different top ones that are going on?
Anything. Anytime anybody's got anything to say to us that they want to share, since we don't really take telephone calls for any number of reasons, but if people want to express themselves, since you've been here to really perk this all up, we've gotten every week hundreds of comments from people all around the country and around the world who listen to this program, because you can listen to it on CRN.com. You can hear it on TuneIn, et cetera, any number of radio stations that carry it on the iHeart channel as well. So there's input from everybody, and people, they want to be heard.
For sure. And there's no doubt about it that of all of the conversations happening this week, the biggest is gun control, gun reform, gun responsibility, Second Amendment. That has been really the biggest hot topic of all conversations happening. And you have a lot of, you have some kind of different name calling, which we typically won't read on, we won't read that stuff on air because there's just no time for that. But there's also so much well thought, well written opinions regardless of what your opinion is or what side of the aisle you fall on, you can't help but feel like, okay, I may have a different opinion than you do, but I respect that opinion. And you see a lot of that. There's not a lot of fighting anymore. There's a lot more respect being given, and it's just, that is so nice to see. And
that's
so
for our listeners. That's the thing
our
about
listeners,
this program.
Yes.
Yeah, our listeners are like that, not so much with listeners to other programs or social media. I'm encountering some of this stuff because I'm on a few committees in the community that I live in Massachusetts, and there's local blogs with people who are cowards that have things to say but they don't sign. They use phony names, or they put their names are redacted. So what good is that stuff's useless. It's a waste of time. Pay no attention to those things. Ignore them. But they're there. I suppose maybe it keeps people occupied or keeps them from doing something else. If they're acting out on social media, they're not acting out another way. So maybe there's a good, it's kind of like the neck, the bottle, right? The bottleneck, and taking the cap off and letting some of the steam out. I guess that's partially what it's good for.
I always feel like, you know that saying that we tend to be not more angry, but the people we're closest with. We do tend to let a little bit
people
of our awkwardness out on the people that we trust to let our feelings out and all of that stuff. So I always think when people are just so beyond awful to other people that they've never even met on social media, how do they actually treat the real people in their lives?
Great question. Yep. Food for thought, actually, for a lot of you who might be thinking or maybe have participated in that sort of thing. All right, let's go through the stories in the People list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the list, the weather around the country. That's been pretty much a conversation every week for quite a long time, actually.
Yeah. Is it considered extreme weather still when it almost seems to be the normal?
Well, the side of this that I think I brought up once or twice on our weekday program had to do with a study, and I wish I'm going to see if I can find it because I had it in front of me at one point, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But the study goes back 4 million years, and it shows the research that's been done about what that you can find out from getting into the core of the Earth what the weather was like at any time from 50,000 years to 4 million years to whatever. And apparently the weather on the planet 4 million years ago is exactly like the weather that we're experiencing right now. And hello, there was no gas. Hello, there was no combustible fossil fuel being used. And food for thought anyway. Okay, at number 9, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the People list, and his Twitter thing. I don't know whether we spend any time. Let me just go through the stories, then we'll go back and we'll pick and choose some of the ones we want to talk a little bit about, Jay. Let's do that. Number 8 on the list is immigration and the insecure border that we have. Number 7, COVID, which is getting kind of a resurgence here and there. Not the serious stuff, but still people are getting sick with it. The war in Ukraine is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident at his home. That's a pretty bad thing. We'll talk about that. Number 5. Number 4, gun violence. Number 3, the January 6th hearing. Certainly a lot of talk about that and deserves some attention. The economy is number 2, and the primaries this past week. How some of the Republicans did unexpectedly, is that a warning to the Democrats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On the People list, Elon Musk is at 10. Pukin Putin is at 9. Brett Kavanaugh is at 8. Mitch McConnell, 7. Mike Pence, 6. Liz Cheney, 5. Janet Yellen, 4. Chesa Boudin, San Francisco, is number 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Plus, during the course of the countdown this week, we'll have a few countdown extras for you, for us to cogitate, if you will, to consider. At 13 past the hour, we get to some of the specifics about the items on the charts right after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Back on our talk radio review, a service of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. Some of the stories in review, I think number four is something that deserves a good deal of attention, Jay, as the latest. This is something as we go into the weekend. This will be discussed over the weekend along with all of the other things, the points of interest. Continuing, I mean, what are we doing about the latest incident? Three were killed. One person was injured, a shooting in Maryland at a manufacturing facility. The exchange of gunfire, state troopers were there, three employees. It's called Columbia Machine. It's in Smithburg, Maryland. The sheriff's office said that the first law enforcement officer showed up on the scene, confirmed how many were dead. A state trooper who exchanged gunfire with the shooter on a road near the attack got hurt a little bit. I guess the suspect is in jail.
In custody at the hospital, yeah. Yeah, right. 23 years old, shot fellow coworkers, killed three, injured one.
It's the same damn story. A white kid angry about whatever. Did he work there? Is that what the story is? Was he fired or something? And yeah.
Oh, was he fired?
I'm trying to put the reasoning together for why these things happen. And oftentimes, this sort of a thing in a specific place comes as a result of somebody feeling aggrieved, feeling like they, you know, all of this gun violence, you can trace it back a lot of times to somebody who's angry at a teacher in a school. They're angry at the doctor because their back doesn't get fixed the way it was supposed to, or it's just all anger, all sort of things that come from people. As I look at it, the naivete
despair
of people thinking that there's perfection. You said I was going to get better. Okay, well, I tried, but I wasn't able to fix what's wrong. Okay, I'm going to shoot you. You know, that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
I don't know, I was just saying, with the shooter being in custody, there's just something that when the shooter is killed, it's oftentimes very difficult to figure out what the motive was. Mm-hmm. Why, and especially if that shooter had no prior connection to the venue or the location or the people. And this time, this was a place he worked. These were his colleagues, his coworkers, and he is in custody. So it just feels like there is an opportunity to find out more information from the shooter themselves when they are taken into custody. And I don't know if that's enough closure to make any of this okay. It's not. But sometimes it just to know a why of it or what it was, it just puts more pieces of the puzzle together.
I think most of the time, in this case, by the way, the sheriff and law enforcement were right on it. The state trooper, this is an example of, from what I can tell anyway, looking this over, of the police doing what they were supposed to, which is what we expect. We expect the police who are trained to protect. What is that? Isn't that to, I think on my community's police cars it says to protect and serve. I think it says that on some of the TV show cop cars too. And some of the, I think I've seen it in L.A. So, okay, that's your job. That's what you put your life on the line. Many officers do every day, and so that's what you sign up for. It's not like you weren't expecting, hopefully, you weren't expecting not to get into a jam from time to time, because especially these days, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to encounter. And I wonder if that's the reason, among others, that not as many good people are getting into the police business, as they say on Blue Bloods, the family business, because they don't want to put themselves in harm's way. You know, sometimes people think of police work as directing traffic and things like that. So, and there are a lot of different aspects to it, and that's one of the problems. The police are expected to do too much. Okay, we continue here on Talk Radio Review. Stand by.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Overview, the talk radio roundup, a review of the top 10 stories, most of them anyway, with comments. Jay Kirshner is here to do that with me. Jennifer's out sick. I want to thank Dan DiCrescenzo, who's here in the studios of WRUH. I was going to say WHRU for whatever the reason. Hofstra University is the site this year again of the Talkers Week, the annual convention. So this week, a lot of attention being paid to the radio here and to all the talk show hosts who will be in attendance as we go through the issues of the year from the point of view of those who are doing this for a living. So that's kind of cool. I want to thank Dan and the folks at WRHU for their hospitality here. This is a great radio studio. The number three item on the story list this week is the hearing situation, the updates, the descriptions of what went on. I've said on the air, and apparently sort of incorrectly, because I didn't have a lot of the information. And normally when these things go on, Jay, I tune out. Because it's usually the same old, same old. But for some reason last night, as I was crawling into bed and thinking about a lot of different things with regard to the radio program, I turned this on, and the hearings were on every channel. Every channel had Liz Cheney and the chairman and the members. But Cheney seemed to have hit her stride and get the attention, a lot of the attention, because of her being a Republican and being so critical of Donald Trump. Here's an excerpt of what she said last night during the hearing.
We don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution. And that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
I understand the psychology of Trump and how he uses whatever tools he has in his own personal closet to get people worked up. There wouldn't be a Donald Trump if there wasn't something wrong. That's the way I look at it. Even though, for me, Donald Trump is the wrong president. Not because of his philosophy or what he's done in terms of some good things to fix problems in the country, but because of his personal demeanor, I think the kind of things, and that's what most people, in terms of problems. But looking at the video as that hearing continued, Jay, of these people breaking the glass and climbing in the window and treating the Capitol as if it was just some other building, and the complete disrespect, and them keep calling, you know, they call themselves patriots and real Americans and stuff. That's offensive as hell to the rest of us who don't believe in violence, who are concerned about the way the country. Hey, listen, you think I like Biden? No. Am I going to go to the White House and throw rocks through the window? No. Maybe in part because I'd get shot if I did, but that's not, that doesn't accomplish anything. These people didn't accomplish a thing except embarrass America and embarrass themselves. And so
to have completely.
This, it's just, you know, you look at the way the rest of the Republicans have sort of gone, and this is what's coming out in the hearings, you know, go to Trump and get him to try to do something, and he didn't. That's what's pretty outrageous. I'm going to talk a little bit when we come back about what Sean Hannity said during these hearings as well. We'll continue on the Talk Radio Review.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with free in-home water tests from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest that inflation and that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession, even if most people are unaware of it. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The January 6th made-for-TV show might have exposed the Senate Majority Leader by using President Trump's peacefully and patriotically protest at the Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to tie it to incitement. This, as Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer directly called for attacks on conservative Supreme Court justices. Quote, you won't even know what hit you, end quote. Days later, a man is arrested and charged with attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I have to tell you, if it does, then Chuck Schumer's in trouble, too, because, you know, he made a speech in front of the Supreme Court in which he basically targeted two justices of the Supreme Court and said, you won't even know what hit you. Now, he didn't intend for that to be an incitement, but certainly mentally disturbed people and others, like the kid who was found in front of Kavanaugh's house, could easily take that as a dog whistle. And sure, it's so interesting because the Democrats are saying that Trump engaged in a dog whistle when he said peacefully and patriotically, let your voices be heard. But Schumer did not.
Right.
The other side, the exact opposite. So we have to have one rule for all people, regardless of party, race, gender, or ideology.
An Astra rocket failed to deliver two weather satellites on Sunday. It failed to reach orbit. NASA is calling it a total loss. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio now from the folks that are associated with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer is out ill this week, so we've got Jay Kirshner, who's always here with me now, and thoughts of sugar plums dancing in their head right after Christmas time. I have thoughts of Hannity. I watched, as I was talking, if you're just joining us, we were having a conversation about the number three issue this week on the story list, the January 6th hearings. See, all along, I think the reason that I kind of lost interest in it is because the investigation, which is now part of the discussion, the investigation this committee has done to look into what happened on January 6th, that's where I kind of got lost, because it seemed to have gotten bogged down. But if you watched on Thursday night, the hearings with the various members of the committee and people in the audience who experienced what actually happened on January 6th, I think you get a different picture. I got a completely different picture of what I thought happened because of the video that hadn't been seen before, because of the prodding of some of the members of the committee. Liz Cheney, obviously, because she's the ranking Republican on the committee and believes that Trump is dangerous, and a lot of people who haven't liked her because of her position on this. But given the fact that she's kind of Republican royalty, the Cheney family, Dick Cheney, her father, was vice president. He was a secretary of two or three different departments, been involved in federal government for a long, long time. I've never really been a fan of his, but that's not, has no bearing on this. I kind of do like her. Got a lot of spunk, and she's smart, and she hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, with the things that she said last night. I'm a straight Republican. I don't like what's gone on in the Republican Party, and people say, well, where are the real patriots? Where are the real Republicans? You know what? Who says who? You can say that, and you can believe it, and that's swell. But for me, you're not the Republican Party, at least that I grew up. You may be today's Republican Party, but what's that going to do for you? And then you can say, well, look at the story list that you went through. Look what would have happened this week at the primaries, the seven states, especially in California, where the Republicans made some pretty strong gains. So maybe the Republicans aren't so bad. My response to that would be, as an alternative, the Republicans, in many cases, or some cases, in California, I guess I'd use that, and if Jennifer Horn were here, she could add to this. The Democrats are so bad in California that anybody looks better than the Democrats. That's kind of the way I'm looking, at least in some of the states, like the primary that on the people list, Jay, the recall DA in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin.
Oh, yeah.
Here's this.
That was shocking for a lot of people who are witnessing. But even look at how we talk about the political parties always fighting. It's always the right versus the left, the left versus the right. But it's happening within the parties themselves. You have the right versus the far right, the left versus the far left. And it just seems like everybody is just so combative anymore, even within their own political parties.
Well, there's so much combat, mostly because of social media. I mean, look at the stuff that came out in the hearings that has been a result of what was recorded by social media, things, comments that were made, videos that were made, things that we might not have seen otherwise. And you see the anger, and you hear the vitriol. And one guy, I remember, he was interviewed by some news guy, and he said, I'm here, I'm standing up for my country, and I'll give my life if I have to. What are you giving your life for? What is it that you think is going on? Because Trump, you think, was robbed of the election? Listen, pal, Trump wasn't robbed. And if he was, it was his own fault. As much of a conspiratorialist as I can be from time to time, and I'm sure there's plenty, you know, all the talk about voter violation, you know, all of the irregularities in voting, and people being disenfranchised, they can't vote because they don't have identity, or they need to have a mail-in ballot. All of that stuff is nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I'm holding with the traditionalists who say, take a ballot, a paper ballot, fill it out, bring it to the box and put it in so you know your vote actually counts. That's what I do, and that's what a lot of people I know do, and you should insist on that because that's really the only way you know that people can't fiddle the mail ballots. Are you kidding? That's the biggest source of any kind of ripoff you can possibly. How do you know who's opening the mail and what they're doing with your vote? Even if there are people watching, there's all kinds of skullduggery that's gone on. And these damn voting machines, these electronic computers supposedly, there's always a problem with them. So, you know, you can listen to people say that voters are being like Georgia, being disenfranchised. I think that's a lot of poppycock. That's just not the way it really, in my world anyway. Maybe because I'm not living in the world with others, but I can tell you there's a common sense component to this. Common sense dictates to most people who have any that you ought to be able to prove who you are to vote, and you ought to be able to go into a voting booth, cast your ballot, and make sure that it's been counted. I think that's what the American way is all about, and that's what's required. Yeah.
Not more than once.
Right. Well, I've done that a couple of times, but to make a point, as you know. I was talking, to go back a little bit to the discussion about the hearings. So I was watching Sean last night, and I was taken back. I actually found myself listening to him and agreeing with his point. He's not disagreeing with the findings of the hearings, but he is suggesting that there's another component to it which they are not taking up, or at least you haven't heard this so far, and that's where was everybody else? Okay, so the Capitol Police are looking for help. Where was it? Why didn't Nancy Pelosi or the Sergeant-at-Arms or other people? Nancy Pelosi is supposedly a Speaker of the House in charge of that building, in reality. So she was hiding in her office. She got to pick up the phone and say, hurry up, get the National Guard here. Hurry up, get the police. There's no evidence that she did. There's no evidence that anybody did. So that brings to light a couple of questions. One, did they want this to happen so they could make Trump look bad? Or are they just so incompetent that they don't know what to do when faced with something like this? I think it's probably a little of both.
Or did everybody think somebody else was going to do it, so then they didn't?
Right.
And even the people who went inside, again, like you mentioned, people were breaking windows and, you know, crawling in, and that's definitely trespassing. That's breaking and entering. But then you have the people who were, they just walked through the door because they were permitted to do so at that point, after a certain point. And you also kind of can't blame the security and police officers when they were given the, that was what they were told to do, to kind of more so protect everybody else, so people didn't, more people didn't lose their lives from rioting and all of that. So it's just, it's so messy. It is so dang messy.
It is messy. Yeah, it's very messy. But I do think that the questions that Sean asked about who was not, you know, okay, so one group didn't do their job, so that kept everybody else from doing their job. In essence, that is a good question, frankly. And that's what rings the bell. Okay, so, you know, Sean's going to have to do something to oppose what Liz Cheney and the committee is doing. And he came up with a pretty good one. I think with that question, it is a good question. And it'll be interesting to see if these hearings, as they continue, deal with that. Hopefully they will, so that it won't look like a one-sided hatchet job. But I'll tell you, Trump looked really bad as they went through some of the video, some of the things, and the testimony of the people in government who were Trump people, people that were in the cabinet, people that were in the White House as, you know, staff, all of them, his family was on him to go public and get these people to calm down. Instead, he threw gasoline on the fire with the comments, you know, that you heard. And so in my mind, frankly, and I know this is not going to be popular with a lot of people who are listening, this stuff completely disqualifies Trump from ever running again for anything, in my mind. Not that I'd vote for him anyway, but these sorts of things are not, this is not appropriate. This doesn't move America ahead. You can think that, you know, Biden's a boob and he's destroying the country, and I might not disagree with you too much. I don't know if he's not destroying the country, but he's not doing, he's not a good leader. In my mind, he may be, we keep having this waterfall every 4 years of who, I've said this many times, I don't think there's been a good president. I think Clinton was a pretty good president, despite all of his personal foibles. I loved Ronald Reagan, but after that, George Bush was a bumbling boob, and going into Iraq was the worst decision made by a president in decades, as we found out. And so from that point and his stumbling and bumbling, I don't think Obama was any great shakes. I think there was much one-sided focus on things that ought to have had a more universal approach to him. I think he's a likable guy. I think George Bush is a likable guy. I don't think Donald Trump is a likable guy, but we tend to, you know, some of the presidents we've had, you go back to Richard Nixon, he was hated.
Nobody
liked him. So you think about, it's not likability here that we're talking about. It's can you get the job done? And Nixon actually did some things, although he was a despicable cur. He got some things done. I think Trump got a lot done, frankly.
He's also a despicable cur.
Personally, anyway. And I know Biden's not a despicable cur. He's a nice, kind of good guy, but he's a horrible president. Awful. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's continue with this for a few moments. It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You have friends here on the Talk Radio Review and on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Doug and Jay Kirshner with the overview of some of the stories. We'll continue this. We have two pieces of the pie here, the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. Jay and I will do that because Michael's wrapped up in the convention, the annual Talkers Convention here this week at Hofstra University. I'm in the studios of WRHU. Great facilities, great. This is, if you've got anybody in your family or friends interested in going to school for communication, television, radio, this is the premier place in the country for that sort of thing. That and there are a couple of good schools in Boston. There's one, but this is a good. This is a good school. This is a good school. Okay, so Jay, I'm going to get away from the hearings a little bit. Talk about the econ. Well, actually, no. I really want to talk about the primaries this week. We touched on the DA being recalled in San Francisco. There was an attempt earlier to, it seems to me, or maybe the movement is flourishing, but it hasn't gotten anywhere yet, to recall the DA in Los Angeles, who's as much of a boob as Boudin is. And you just wonder, again, we've gotten so extreme. One of the reasons is because people don't vote in primaries. So the primary season now continues through September. States here and there, there were 7 this past week. I think there are more, maybe not as many as 7 until we get closer to the fall in any given group of states. But for heaven's sakes, if you feel strongly about some of the things you've heard, the narrative here with us, and how strongly we feel about it, hopefully you feel strongly as well, because it's your future, it's your country. I don't want to sound kind of like a professor here, but if you don't know that the primaries are more important than the final election, then you don't understand how the system works. The system needs to have your input to weed out the crazies. That's why we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and some of these other nutbirds, because they make it through the primaries because nobody's really paying attention. Anyway, it's, where are we? At 10 before the hour. Thank you, Jay. This is the Talk Radio Review.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on. And with me, I'm Doug Steffen. With me is Jay Kirshner, who's the queen of social media. And every week we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program lots of comments from social media. So we thought we'd go through the top 10 comments this week from social media as relayed to us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So, what do we have? What's the comment that's at number 10? These are sort of random, I guess, anyway, Jay, right?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts on the Second Amendment and different mass shootings. Colleen Maxey Smith says, there's something terribly wrong with our people. Why are people killing our own people? I feel like there's something we're missing here. It's the quote-unquote why. Now all I'm trying to figure out is the safest and best country I should spend the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. All right, number two on the top 10 comments.
Oddball says, maybe stop reporting on it until all of the facts have been gathered. At this point, it just feels like it's fear-based for political reasons. The details seem to fade away after a couple of days or until there's something else to cause fear in the masses.
Yeah, well, that's something else to cause fear is there for sure. All right, number three, another comment.
Dave Everham says, stop putting it all over social media, giving other quote-unquote nut jobs an idea. And to tie in with this from Linda Sanchez says, I agree, people are copycats.
That's for sure. So that would be number three and number four. You have another item?
No, that's number three.
Is that number three? All right, put it together. All right, keep going.
John Pericles says, there are more shootings. Crazies attract more crazies. Studies prove it. But drum roll, they wouldn't be able to do it without guns.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to take all the guns away. It sounds like. Anyway, take guns away from people. Okay. Let's have are all the comments, the top 10 comments, pretty much all are focused on gun violence and the situation, which, by the way, is number four this week on our countdown.
That was definitely the hottest topic this week. Some other comments are about the high school graduation speaker who had an anti-gay marriage speech where Dan Meyer says, it seems as though there is no rule for what is out of bounds for any entity, special interest, or venue anymore. Workplace, entertainment venues, schools, libraries, all seem to be inappropriately used to collect people to certain platforms.
That's freedom of speech, Jay. Did you know that? That's all freedom of speech. That's what people, that's what people are hiding, but I want to tell you what I think. Okay. Well, we have a radio program based on that. There's a lot of radio based on that and television as well. So these people now have a platform through social media. All right, what's number seven on the list?
Greg Donahoe says, it's hard to say in this case regarding the commencement speaker. I don't think it was hateful. He's an alumnus of the school who stayed in the region, made a successful business, and serves on the board of an organization helping people with disabilities. These addresses are for the invited speaker to share what they feel has made them successful. It strikes me there is way too much attention on these comments. I doubt the media would care one iota about a school in a town with a population of 560 souls in central Ohio if it wasn't feeding some outrage machine. Doug lived in the region for a good chunk of his life, so I'd be interested in hearing his perspective on this, which we just got.
Yeah, beat you to the punch. All right, number eight in terms of top ten comments.
Krista Ann says, listening this morning on the mass shootings here in Ames, Iowa last week, a man went to church and killed two young women who attended Iowa State University and then turned the gun on himself. It's a senseless act and encourages people to keep praying.
It's cowardly. I think that's a better way. That's the way I'd put it anyway. All right, comment number nine of the top ten.
Maria Heritage says that, this is regarding gas prices now, that she's tired of hearing everybody talk about how high the gas prices are and why they keep, or how they keep raising. She wants to know why it's happening and what anybody is doing to stop it.
Nobody's doing anything to stop it because we don't have any good leadership. And we have energy companies gouging everybody. So you've got the Russian problem connected to a Middle Eastern problem. And now we have, it's like a perfect storm, frankly. All right, what's number 10? What's the last comment in the top 10?
At Deb OneKeller tweeted us that she is tired of paying for gas when she's making minimum wage and the gas prices are more than that.
I know somebody who travels 20 miles in each direction, works on minimum wage, drives an old Ford pickup truck that gets about 7 miles to a gallon. I get it. I don't know how they do it either, frankly. And that's something to keep in mind, in my mind, when you go to the ballot box the next time. That's a very important component of our economic well-being. All right, Jay, good. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, top 10 comments this week from social media on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.